It wasn't much of a list, Stacy thought, staring at the page. She tried to think what other points might be significant. Playing soccer would be healthy. She'd get lots of exercise and fresh air. On the other hand, writing for the paper would be educational and exercise her mind. In reality, though, she knew it was not a complicated choice. She could stay with her friends and give up the activity she really wanted to do, or she could trade in the fearsome foursome for the lonesome onesome. Stacy's choice was simple, simply awful. The next morning, Daryl's mother drove all four of them to the soccer tryouts. Stacy squeezed into the back seat between Mandy and Louise, who was wearing a strange floppy hat she'd never seen before. "It's a beret," Louise explained, adding, "It's French." The soccer field was crowded with kids. Kids tying on their cleats, kids heading soccer balls, kids dribbling and passing and guarding the goal. Some of them were pretty good, and Stacy realized that the tryouts might not be as easy as she had anticipated. What if she didn't make the team? She wasn't sure if she'd be disappointed or relieved. An eighth-grade boy in a wheelchair was helping Coach Edwards run the tryouts. Daryl said that he was the team manager, Jonathan. "My brother says Jonathan knows everything there is to know about soccer, more than the coach," he added.